Bob,
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
hey, we're doing okay. The tribe still hanging around there in the as far as the possibility of the second wild card spot, but still back a number of games. So as the games dwindle down, it becomes more important to win. They couldn't do it yesterday, but they did have somewhat of a good weekend with different players. Let's talk a little bit, Bob, about Carlos Carrasco. Here's a guy who, at the beginning of the season, you know, our Corey Kluber was the man coming off the Cy Young win, but Carlos has been there neck and neck really all season, and those two have finished with some kind of a bit of a record for the Indians. Talk about that.
Yeah, they both have 200 strikeouts. That'll be part of our trivia question today. But Carlos, we obviously enjoy what Carlos brings to the ballpark each and every day, and especially on the fifth day when he's on the mound, signing him to a multi-year contract so that this pitching staff can stay together through 2019-2020, which in our industry is an eternity. And the young man has last year went through some struggles, and just hard work was the way he got out of it, to find his way to being one of the top starters in Major League Baseball.
And pitching quite well, and it's, you know, our pitching really has been the answer for us this season, for the most part. But a lot of the young players that have come, the names that you see here at the end of the season, quite different from the start of the season. So I guess that is positive for the future of the Indians.
Well, we did make some moves, necessary moves. Obviously, left side of the infield when we opened the season did not get the job done in the manner in which we had hoped. And Lonnie Chisenhall and Jose Ramirez, though, have both come back from their time in AAA to be effective performers for us. Lonnie in right field and Jose Ramirez as a versatile utility guy playing all around the infield and even played some outfield this year. But the name that obviously everybody is excited about, Francisco Lindor at shortstop. We found ourselves really a major league impact player at shortstop, former number one draft pick of our organization, somebody that people have heard an awful lot about since he was drafted out of a high school in Orlando, Florida. And he's only 21 years old. He's making his mark on the big leagues already. And one real positive note we will take away from this baseball season, which is not over yet in terms of the wild card race. So we may be four back, but only three in the all-important loss column. We put ourselves in a position where not so sure we can lose again, but with seven games remaining and hopefully eight, since if we have to play that makeup game against Detroit on Monday, October 5, that means we're sitting in a position where a win would put us in the playoffs. So let's hope we have eight games remaining instead of seven. But Frankie Lindor is a young man that I think people are really enjoying watching play and will do so for many, many years to come.
Well, yesterday he was involved in the inning where there was, as it's termed here from the Indians' Joel Hammond, wacky play. That's not the way that the manager would have referred to this, or any, even Tom Hamilton. Wacky play is not really the. Can you give us a little insight into this? This had to do with something, and then a review, and not a review, or how long it took to review?
Yeah, I think that's what Terry was most upset about, the length of time and where you go in terms of the review process. It happened to be a line drive double play, lots of things happening in a matter of seconds. Did, you know, Frankie go back and tag up, which obviously the video showed he did not. which you must do. But one of those odd, and I would say that wacky is somewhat appropriate, only in the sense that it's one of the rare opportunities during a game of baseball where you could challenge two aspects to a play that lasted maybe 10 seconds because of the obviously a quick line drive to the infield, ball getting thrown to first base and then to home, and a lot of action in a short period of time. Did he touch Michael Brantley as he was leading off first base on the line drive? And then did Frankie tag up? And can you challenge two things on one play? That's what got our skipper a little bit angry.
This is turning into one of those Ask Hal. Remember Hal Leibowitz and the plane dealer
would
have one of those questions, and you'd go through this thing, and then you'd try to figure out, as you're in elementary school trying to figure out, what does he mean? Who was saved? What was happening here? I mean, it almost becomes that way with this new technology. But I also wonder whether something like that also kind of is sort of a rally killer in a sense. Obviously the results, but if you're getting into a swing and you're getting into a groove and then everything has to stop while people stare at a screen, sports is all about momentum, and sometimes that can really have an adverse effect on you, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's no question that, flow of game, pace of play is certainly a vital aspect to all sports, obviously baseball included. But in the end, you need to get the play right. That's why they went to replay rules. It's important to make sure that, the play is called right, the end result is accurate, and sometimes that takes a few minutes. I think this year, actually, review times were, on an average, only like a minute and 10 seconds or something like that. So that's pretty quick to go to the replay machine and make a determination on a play.
Well, the Indians playing a lot of home games now. We have the Twins, or actually they're against the Twins, and so we can expect Tribe to, obviously this is impactful because the Twins are the ones also involved in the wild card chase. When we come back, we're going to have our trivia question this morning from Bob, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli here at WEOL. All right, our trivia question this morning is for four tickets to see the Indians and the Red Sox on Sunday, October 4th. And Bob has the question this morning. Bob, what is our question today?
Well, the question today is very topical. We talked about it actually at the top of the segment with Carlos Carrasco reaching 200 strikeouts to join Corey Kluber on the Indians staff with 200 plus strikeouts in a season. When was the last time that the Cleveland Indians had two pitchers who both struck out 200 batters in the same season? Bonus points if you get the year that this
happened. So we're looking for the name of the two Indians pitchers. That's what we're looking for this year. The two Indians pitcher, Indian tandem, to both strike out 200 batters in a season. Who are the two pitchers? Bonus points for the year. You want to be a show off this morning as well. 322-0930 is the number. First one in with the right answer. What two Indians pitchers, obviously they played their teammates, they played on the same year, had 200 plus strikeouts. And again, the winner picks up the four tickets for the Indians Red Sox game on October 4th. 322-0930 is the trivia line this morning, and Alan will take your call for the answers. Bob, thanks for sharing some time with us. And I think, Craig, can we have Bob on next Monday? We'll kind of recap. Either that or we'll preview a Detroit game. We'll see how that works out for us next week.
That's the deal, boys. You got it. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you very much. Bob DiBiase of the Indians here on AM 930 WEOL as part of our Tribe Talk and Trivia, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. Check if your money now.